This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Once again, the export sales for corn and soybeans tell two different stories. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales had yet another strong week.
Yeah, corn came in at 1.53 million tons. The expectation was anywhere from 800 to 2.2 million. We did see this is the third largest for this specific week and ahead of the five-year average. So again, these corn sales continue to be strong. The five-year average came in at 1.24. So these are very strong. This is a good look for us, obviously, in the corn market, in a situation where, as we saw on Tuesday's report, we're still dealing with a 2.1 billion carryout. So any strength in that export market does help to potentially bring us down on future reports.
Soybeans, on the other hand, have seen disappointing sales in four of the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, we are still lagging behind. The five-year average comes in at about 300,000. And for this particular week, came in at 456,000 tons. So a little above the five-year average, but still well behind where we need to be. This is going to continue that not hitting the pace we need to hit. Despite it being above the five-year average, it's still not the pace that we need to hit to meet the USDA's goal. So this is a little bit of a concern. Some of the topics out there that we'll continue to watch, obviously, is the ongoing negotiations or conversations between the U.S. and China.
You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.